Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning, Black Twitter. It's Jeannie here, as usual. I know you're not expecting anyone else, but you know, sometimes I like to make my presence known. It's another day, another dollar, and today I tweet for people who actually needed a 4-day weekend. I know, I was just saying I would implement 3-day weekends, right? But this is why my Twitter name is Morin again. Too much is never enough. Are you actually gonna do work today? I'm gonna be real, I'm not sure how much use I'm gonna be to anyone today. I'm that tapped out. I'm also pretty sure I have PMS brain because I can't even remember what I did on Sunday. So I don't think I'm even much use to myself, let alone someone else right now. Like, how do you lose a whole day? Just abracadabra. Thanks, PMS brain. Hopefully there wasn't any important information that I was supposed to remember from Sunday, because it's tipped into the abyss of my mind at this point. I mean, you could have given me the nuclear codes on Sunday, and now that secret is safe. Let's just hope it doesn't resurface at an inconvenient time. Anywho, I'm so off, I don't even have my tea today. It's just an empty mug. I mean, it's still tea time, but I guess you gotta have your tea on your own time. Anywho, can we talk about subtweeting today? I feel like since Mercury is in the haterade, now is a great time to talk about subtweeting, because it's supposed to make communication all funky, and subtweeting is a form of communication, right? Let go. So first off, did y'all know that in the year of our Lord, 2016, there are people who don't firmly grasp what exactly subtweeting is? I was shocked. I thought we'd established back in like 2010 that you can only subtweet people who follow you, with the implication being that you follow them too. Unless you're just really nosy and like browsing their timeline, which is odd, because why would you browse the timeline of one of your followers who you don't follow just to subtweet them if you're not interested? Like, that's just weird to me. Then again, y'all do some weird things on Twitter, so y'all got it. The other day, I was accused of subtweeting people who don't follow me, and I don't follow them, and I'm like, how, Sway? The whole point of a subtweet is to indirectly, passive-aggressively, talk at someone in such a way that they can conclude you're talking about them. There's no way they're gonna make that conclusion if they don't follow you. Ergo, that's not a subtweet. So that's what a subtweet is, right? Can we all agree on that? Like, going forward from here on, if you know somebody who doesn't know what a subtweet is, just give them that definition, because we should all have this understanding by now. We've been on Twitter way too long. So now I've been accused of subtweeting people, and I feel like it's inaccurate because that's just generally not the way I go about using my Twitter. I feel like to subtweet someone, you have to care that that person realizes the message is for them, right? The whole point is to get at someone without directly getting at them. You gotta want them to know these tweets are for you without saying their name. That's not really how I roll. Like, I will at you. If I have a question for you, I'm gonna at you. If you say something that I don't necessarily agree with, I'm probably gonna at you. If you say something that I think might be a little offensive, there's a good chance I might at you. Otherwise, I pretty much just tweet my own thoughts and observations, and I really don't care who reads or doesn't read them because they're just there. I mean, we're all just kind of talking to ourselves in a way anyway. I mean, we're talking to each other, yes, but at least for me, a lot of my tweets are just getting my own thoughts out. The exception to this whole subtweet thing being when large groups of people are just really kind of loud and wrong about something, or maybe it's not a topic that they can be necessarily wrong on and loud and wrong, but you have one camp of people that are on one side of a subject, and you have another camp of people who are on another side of a subject, and it really doesn't make sense for you as an individual to try to at every single individual who disagrees with your take on the subject. You know, it's just like, it doesn't make sense to do that. All you can do is do like everybody else is doing at the moment and tweet your take on the topic and hope your tweets are a beacon of light in the darkness. Outside of that, if I want you as an individual to read something that I say, I'm definitely gonna at you and just say what I have to say. This is also why if I think I might have been subtweeted by somebody, the first thing I'm gonna do is ask them if their tweets are actually meant to be towards me, because I want clarification over everything all day. Because if you don't use my name or add a lot of detail that would make it apparent that it's applied to me, there's just not enough there for me to feel some kind of way about your tweets. This is also influenced by the fact that I'm a pretty direct communicator. I want a lot of clarification. I want everything pretty much out on the table. I want to make sure that I'm understood, and I want to make sure that I understand you over anything else, because I hate having disagreements and it's just two sides kind of not really like two ships passing in the night. This also makes me a little oblivious in some ways, I guess, because if I feel like your tweets don't apply to me, you could be subtweeting your life away and I'm just gonna be on my side, unbothered, just doing whatever. You could be going in on me. You don't have the range, dear. But my thing is, who doesn't have the range when you didn't even have the reach to at me? Bloop. You ever see two people go back and forth subtweeting each other? Oh my God, it's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen on Twitter. Because after a while, you realize that they're talking to each other, right? Like, you might not realize it at first, but after a while you start to realize, like, no, they're subtweeting each other back and forth. If y'all don't just at each other or block each other and keep it moving, this is probably where that whole at or dap thing used to come from. Remember at or dap? After a while it got kind of annoying and we kind of made fun of it, but at or dap is kind of real because people really used to sit on the timeline and subtweet each other for minutes at a time. You don't have nothing better to do, bro. Anyway, Twitter's changed a little since then. I haven't seen people sit on the timeline and subtweet each other for a while, but man, how about you? Have you ever been subtweeted? Do you subtweet people? Hit me up in the comments to let me know, or get at me on Twitter at GMBTShow, because I'd love to hear this. As always, whether you're listening or watching, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. Have a good one, Black Twitter. Good morning.